If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Good luck.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. So glad you joined us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. And we're going to be talking about something very interesting that scientists have come up with. And it's called the influenza gene. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about the age of engineers and some other things today. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform, always praying, lift them up in prayer. I'm praying for this nation, praying for God's hand of protection be on us all and to guide this nation. We need his help. And I did bring my devotionals. And today's devotional is from John 15 and James chapter 1. And it goes like this. Come to me when you are hurting, and I will soothe your pain. Come to me when you are joyful, and I will share your joy, multiplying it many times over. I am all you need just when you need it. your deepest desires find fulfillment in me alone. This is the age of self-help. Bookstores abound with books about taking care of number one, making yourself the center of all things. The main goal of these methodologies is to become self-sufficient and confident. You, however, have been called to take a road less traveled, continual dependence on me. True confidence comes from knowing you are complete in my presence. Everything you need has its counterpart in me. Amen to that. Yes, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short, and find Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, what do we got first up in the quack report? A couple of reports on artificial intelligence. Let me tell you, this is interesting. Let's see, this is a software company. It's in the you know, developmental stage. It's not a real thing yet, but what it is artificial intelligence, they're saying, can have criminal potential. So they say, imagine you receive a phone call from your mother, your elderly mother, asking you to help her because she forgot her banking password. Except it's really not your mother, but the voice on the other end sounds deceptively like her. So it's actually a computer-synthesized voice, artificial intelligence technology crafted to make it possible for someone to masquerade through the telephone as someone else. Now, this situation is science fiction, but just barely, according to researchers, it is the future of crime, they say. Software components necessary to make such masking technology accessible are advancing pretty rapidly. DeepMind, which is a company that does board games, computer stuff, they announced it had designed a program that mimics any human voice and which sounds more natural than the best existing text-to-speech systems. So the thing that people don't get, according to Mark Goodman, who's a law enforcement agent, he says what people don't get is that cybercrime is becoming automated and it's scaling exponentially. So be aware of that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, artificial intelligent judge to predict court verdicts, 79% accurate. That's right, a computer judge to correctly predict verdicts in the European Court of Human Rights, 79% accurate. This is a computer science at the University College of London and the University of Sheffield. They have developed this algorithm, which can not only weigh up legal evidence, but also moral considerations. So automatically analyzing case texts using machine learning algorithms is what this does. Now, according to Dr. Nicholas Altras, UCLA computer science guy, he says, we don't see an artificial intelligence replacing judges or lawyers per se, but we think that they may find this algorithm useful in rapidly identifying patterns in cases that lead to certain outcomes. So the team found that the judgments by the European Court of Human Rights are often based on non-legal facts rather than directly on legal arguments, suggesting judges are often swayed by moral considerations instead of sticking to the strict legal framework. So this research was published in the Journal of Computer Science and Technology, taken over in little pieces at a time. And without further ado, that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Ah, technology, right? how many of you out there have a kill switch on your computer and you get mad at it? All right, we're gonna be talking about the influenza gene. Yes, yes. Now, the flu has been a major topic of scientific medicine for hundreds of years. So influenza seems to appear yearly during, you know, the cold weather months. And in some hemispheres, it's in other areas such as the equator where flu outbreaks can occur anytime there. And we know that certain strains of flu can present pandemics, but thankfully they're less common. So what makes the flu more of a concern that it, you know, that it affects? What it's really about is a respiratory infection. That's what it attacks, and it can be acute, and some conditions can offer a lot of complications compared to, let's say, just the common cold. So this is why people get all, you know, upset about flu bugs. So science states that people with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of contracting a deadly form of influenza, like transplant patients. They're on the high risk category. And there are different subtypes of flu pathogens, and we often see like 2 to 4 different subtypes of influenza included in the flu shot. However, not everyone gets a flu shot. Therefore, science has been looking at other ways to deal with influenza. Now, recently, Scientific Medicine announced they've identified the flu gene. So we're going to take a look at, you know, how scientific medicine may approach flu treatments in the future. Oh, yes, Frank weighs in. His kill switch on his computer is called a hammer. Thank you, Frank. Gotta love the hammer. Universal tool. All right, let's talk about flu symptoms, you know, because everybody has encountered having the flu at one time or another. We're very familiar with the symptoms, which, you know, can put the average person out of commission for about 7 days. So you get the headache, and a fever usually runs 103 degrees, or it could be higher for children. You get the coughing and the sore throat, the stuffy, runny nose, the muscle aches and fatigue, the lack of appetite, the nausea, the vomiting, the diarrhea, and then you could get a pneumonia complication. That's a possibility. Well, there's this new research, though. Reports are coming out of Houston Methodist Medical Center, and they're stating their researchers are claiming to have identified what they call the flu gene. So they are testing their theory on lab mice, and their research appeared in the October 2016 Journal of Nature Immunology. So Houston Methodist Medical Center includes members of the Institute of Medicine, the National Academy of Science, and the National Academy of Engineers, because it's often stated now we need engineers in medical research to develop the medical devices offering healthcare technology. Okay, so in February, though, of 2016, Houston Methodist received $11 million in grant money to research 13 different diseases, some of which involve nervous system type diseases. So the research involves volunteer clinicians and scientists overseas in 12 different countries that are working on this, and the work is primed to become a peer review research project. So obtaining grant funding is part of Houston Methodist's approach to eradicate mitochondrial-type diseases, okay? So their mission is to create global health care or a medical evolution through increasing research grant funding, making sure the research is included in peer review processes, involve interested organizations like the government agencies and drug developers, and revolutionize family care through infrastructure. So the hype from Houston Methodist is that they are considered the cutting edge of providing, quote, precision medicine through genetics, through stem cell treatments, and immune system manipulation, and organ and medical device transplantation. Let me read you this quote from Fen Zhang. He's a molecule biologist at MIT, and he says, companies who want to work with anything other than microbes will have the financial benefits of license and patents. Royalties could be worth billions, and resulting products billions more. So in 1983, Columbia University scientists patented a method for introducing foreign DNA into a cell called co-transformation. And by the time the test patients died in 2000, they had made $790 million in revenue. End of quote. And also, Mark Trusim, economist at MIT Cambridge, he says advances in science are presenting a social affordability question like never before. Do we want to convert the science into therapies that we actually would have to pay for? End of quote. Well, yeah. Let's talk about this flu gene, though, and where, you know, Houston Methodist is going, because they're hoping to cash in just like Columbia University did with their research. But let's get to the editing of the flu gene. So according to these researchers at Houston Methodist, they have experimented with editing a gene the scientists are calling TRIM29, T-R-I-M-2-9, and this is the flu gene. This is what they call it. And they've edited it out of mice, and then the mice, they said, did not contract influenza. So then testing, they gave the mice influenza and then edited the gene, and they stated within 48 hours the influenza virus was eliminated. So they took the gene out of mice, exposed them to influenza, and they claim they didn't get sick. Then they gave mice that still had the gene influenza. They got sick, then edited the gene away, and they got better in 48 hours. That's what they're saying. So the research team thinks that gene editing for influenza will become a viable flu treatment, especially, they say, for transplant patients and those with autoimmune disease. So if this treatment becomes approved, Houston Methodist could acquire for its board and its contributing organizations some hefty royalty payments if insurance companies agree to pay for the treatments, because scientific medicine is kind of nervous that third-party payers may not cover the $300,000 to $1 million price tag for gene editing to treat various diseases. So it may be an uphill battle, because in 2012, Duke University study, they discovered that only half of all personalized medical treatments and tests were covered by insurance. So a major objection that the health insurance industry has is that the risk factor involved in gene editing, and also it is hard to prove efficiency having clinical trials involving too few volunteers. So you can bet Medicaid and Medicare, they're not going to cover these costs, often considered them to be medically necessary, especially when other treatments, you know, if gene editing is not going to be necessary, they're going to say, because you can just go get you a flu vaccine. See? So denied, bam, right? Well, let's look a closer look at this flu gene, though, this TRIM29. I mean, why hone in on that one? So if we know anything about gene editing, it's that gene editing, if you edit one gene, it can affect others, and scientists really are new to this area of research and are really not sure what the final outcome will be. We also know that research, we know that research in medicine is a business, and it's going for the big payoff, and that means delving into areas of gene manipulation and editing. So why select TRIM29 as the target to prevent flu? Well, apparently, TRIM29, this gene, affects the immune system cells involving the lungs. So this gene regulates the immune system's defense mechanisms to fight infection involving the pulmonary system, the lungs. And by the way, TRIM29 stands for Tripartite Interaction Motif 29. That's their scientific label. So this gene basically activates lung immune system cells involving viral infections. So the research team infected mice also with the avian flu, H1N1, and reported that the mice without the TRIM29 gene survived with no detectable infection or virus. Well, you got to ask yourself, don't you kind of need that gene? I'm serious. It's there for a reason, just like your tonsils and your appendix. So it makes me nervous. They want to just, you know, yank that out and then no more pulmonary infections. That's what they're claiming. Huh. Well, let's look at some of these hazards to editing. According to Stanford University, Their molecule biology area, they say it's their bread and butter. And they've identified a lot of viral vectors for possible elimination in the treatment or prevention of some pathogens. So the theory sounds really plausible, but there are a multitude of hazards. So according to Stanford, there are so many things that could go wrong, like laboratory hazards, personnel protective equipment infection, animal contamination, etc. So the risk is significant, without even factoring in the editing parts of the human genetic system. So it could have some serious and irreversible ripple effects. So editing could affect your circulatory system and have an overall general effect on the host immune system. So any work on viral vectors requires a certain level of biosafety. So here is a quote from Anja Smith. She's a researcher at GE Life Science Division. She says this: "We now have a way to easily make changes directly to the genome. You can go directly into the cell itself and make changes to the genes. This is a very new technology, and we are not necessarily sure what editing one part of a DNA will do to another part of the cell. So if you're targeting gene Z, but you are accidentally also targeting gene Y and Z, that's the question. The answer to this is still unknown." So they're kind of not sure. You know, a ripple effect, removing a gene, what's it going to do to everything else that could be dependent on it, right? But guess what? You know, you have inborn human editing already. God put that there. So we must not forget that the human immune system has its own way of editing out viral infections without actually cutting into the mitochondrial material or your genes. So the human immune system is capable of identifying pathogens and making antibodies for influenza. And it's true, there are lots of different strains of influenza, but that is why the immune system has an adaptive cell to quickly modify any antibodies already stored by the immune system and be able to create a personalized antibody for that particular strain. So the only way the immune system is able to do this is if it's allowed to encounter pathogens and work without the interference of drugs, vaccines, or gene editing. So it is through the natural inflammatory phase of the immune system response that antibodies are released to destroy disease. All right, let's look at your natural warfare options. Our immune system capable of protecting us from influenza, and we can empower it with immune support herbs. So Apothecary Herbs has a full line of organic herbal immune system formulas. They also have a pandemic kit, and you can use that for flu. They offer also very versatile products, and they have a 10-year shelf life. So you want to give them a call to order or get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number, or you can visit them on the website at thepowerherbs.com. And speaking of the website, there's a 24-hour delay, so it's tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock that the new web store is going to debut. Same domain, but new store. So we thought we could get it together by today, but alas, too many details to look at and get ready. So tomorrow's the day, and we've extended the 20% off sale, so you can save 20% off on orders of $65 or more. So that's going to be good through Friday, so that they extended that through Friday the 28th. So you can kind of peruse the new site. I think you'll like the new navigation. It's kind of streamlined. The search is a little better as well, and some new products. And new sizes and new prices. So lots to look at when you get there. And that'll be tomorrow. It's going to be coming online at 8 o'clock Wednesday the 26th, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's going to be a mobile-friendly navigation. So if you got your phone, your tablet, so it's just going to be a whole lot easier to see this site. So check it out. New site 16 is your discount coupon to save the 20%. And that's going to go live tomorrow, the site. But you can use the coupon now on the site, as it were. We're retiring the site tomorrow at 8, the old one. And the new one's going to take over. And I think you're going to like it. It took me a while. I warmed up to it. It's a little bit more modern. You know, we got to get modern. Moving on, right? So everybody be happy there. Thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Hey, if you're on there, don't forget, sign up for the free newsletters. A lot of you say, oh, I heard you on the radio say the newsletters, and I never thought to look. So go to the newsletters tab, books and newsletters tab, and sign up, and then you can get the newsletters in your email every week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, and they're completely free, and they are empowering. So check that out. All right, we got a few minutes before we have to go to a break, and we're going to just talk about what I've noticed is, since we need engineers now in healthcare for, you know, medical technology now, see, and we got all this gene editing stuff. And so now, I'm just saying, it's the age of engineers, it seems to me. And I've noticed, at no time ever before, have engineering fields kind of just exploded with a bunch of knowledge and advancements. But not just any engineering field. More specifically, it's in the field of engineering that exercises no limits, no restraints of any kind, no ethics. And I have nothing against practical advancements or breakthroughs. However, it seems that scientific psychos have taken over engineering fields of medicine, agriculture, and utilities, okay? And without ethical and moral restraint, these and other scientific fields will be incubators of malice towards God's creation. And I want to give you a heads up. What could be coming, and I want you to protect yourselves out there. Be savvy. Now, there's all this tissue engineering, and a new specialty in scientific medicine is the field of tissue engineering. And what this field tries to accomplish is to manufacture artificial body parts. Now, in some instances, it's necessary. But obviously, this is an extension of modern medicine. And the job of tissue engineers is to make kidneys and bladders, hearts and ears, replacement parts, of original equipment. So they prefer to make body parts that reduce the risk of rejections and can involve stem cells from the patient. So, however, they have to grow this tissue in a lab in vitro, and just having human stem cells that's just the beginning. What the engineers do is they add tissue from animals like pigs, mice, rats, cows, sheep, and they mix it in with the stem cells so they'll multiply the tissue cells faster. So it's not just human cells here. Do you get my DNA drift? Is anybody upset about this? Oh, man, I read that and I'm like, do the patients know that are getting replacement parts? I don't know if they are, if they're given a heads up on that. But, messing with DNA, that's huge. That's like, stealing God's copyright. This editing, same thing, the gene editing. I mean, if I was God, I'd be upset. Oh, I can see by the clock, we got to take a little break. But we're going to cover this, and if we get time, maybe check out your immune system, how you can rank your immune system, how powerful it is, if it needs a little boost, what you can do about it. So we got lots to talk about when we come back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about the age of engineers, and we're talking about this tissue engineering, but that's not the only field they got their hands in. So right before the break, we were talking about how they take stem cells and they whisk it together with DNA cells from animals, and then they take this development that they get going, these multiplied tissue cells, and they stretch it out over a wire mesh to give it some shape, and then they attach it to the inside or outside of the animal, its body, so it has a blood supply, you know, to feed and grow the tissue. Next, they harvest it off the animal, and then they can transplant it to a patient. And most of us would be kind of, I think, disgusted if a doctor brought us a cup of animal blood and asked us to drink it. Because, you know, that would definitely not be cool. But we've got now animal blood in this tissue that's going to be attached to our body and be flowing through us. And the animal blood is a really transplanted tissue with animal DNA, and it's going to affect our DNA. It is. There's just no way it's not. So the other engineering marvel of all this is they're replacing organs is such as a kidney. They'll remove a filter tissue inside a kidney. So what they'll do is they'll gut a kidney and then pump stem cells from that patient into a gutted organ, so it'll grow new tissue cells and hope that when they transplant it, it won't be rejected as much. Wow. All right, and here's the other thing their engineers are in. They're into the food technology. So you're aware of the genetically modified stuff that's all over agriculture. The corn, the cotton, the soy no longer represent on a cellular level what God made. So the future GM crop casualties on the horizon will also involve rice and, of course, our wheat. And some proponents of GMO are saying that there isn't any nutritional difference between the conventionally grown and the GM crops. The GMO is enhanced with built-in pest control, drought control, fungus control protection, which offers higher crop yields to feed the bulging population of this planet we're on. So if you've done really any research on this, you already know that we are not being told everything, and half the truth is still a whole lie. So the Institute of Responsible Technology has some serious reservations when it comes to GM foods. For instance, foreign genes disrupt the DNA at the insertion site. The gene insertion creates a genome-wide change in gene expression and can accidentally switch on harmful genes, and it can promote the activation of dormant viruses in the plants. So I think anyone can understand this is a concern. Gene insertion can cause changes in proteins, alter thousands of natural chemicals in the plants, and increase toxins or reduce the phytonutrients of the plant. All right. And, you know, you give this GM stuff to animals, and what do they get? Well, cancer. They're growing tumors. So if GM foods weren't enough, the agriculture engineers are now creating fake synthetic food for the world to eat. Scientists at Maastricht University of the Netherlands hope to deliver to grocery stores and fast food restaurants at laboratory-grown hamburgers. So you may be wondering how that might work. Well, they take stem cells from a cow, and they grow them in a Petri dish. Later, they mix in synthetic fat to make fake ground beef. The food engineers then hope to have a tasting event and then, you know, kind of tweak their creation so that it'll taste like real meat, but it's not real. Well, the reality is that they will still need a real animal, preferably not a clone, for their stem cells. They got to start somewhere. So, and you may be asking, why make fake meat when you already have real meat? Well, the logic behind these scientists and engineers is sometimes hard to understand, but it no longer borders really on sanity. It's insanity. So according to Professor Post, conducting the research at Massachusetts University, a huge quantity of GM corn is needed to feed the cattle for the stem cells. Which, you know, takes the burden off agriculture, they say, when you have, you know, fake corn and now you're going to have fake meat, you know, going to take that strain off the agricultural system worldwide with that. Obviously, these geniuses have forgotten that cows eat grass. Grass. And last time I checked, there was plenty of grass, plenty of hay, and this is what happens when you take food out of the food category and you put it into the technology category. All right, and then we have utility. The engineers are in the utility area. We've talked about the utility engineers before. There's smart grid advancement technology. We have politicians in Washington wanting to change the way utility resources are delivered and used. Energy efficient is the term used to justify all the changes. And right now, the Smart Grid Advancement Act of 2013 is working and would change the way and will change the way we receive utilities like electricity. So essentially, the politicians want to have smart meters installed on all buildings, commercial and residential, and they want to have all appliances upgraded to have built-in smart meter technology. So the law would require all utility providers, even rural co-ops and municipalities and utilities in rural areas, to be part of this smart grid. So your Energy Star appliances will communicate with your smart grid like your cell phone does with a cell tower. Saving energy is great, but some folks have concerns regarding the safety of this technology and also with regards to privacy. So the smart grid technology can be intrusive, and with the recent NSA surveillance privacy issues, there is sufficient reason to doubt that this solely is about energy conservation. So if you haven't researched smart meter technology, I encourage you to do so. We're not being told everything, I think, about that grid technology. And instead, the smart meter is really a second transmitter called a Zigbee, and your utility company will most likely deny you that information. They'll say, oh, no, it doesn't have a Zigbee. But the Zigbee is designed to control up to 15 other appliances, like your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, dishwasher, air conditioner, furnace, and computer. So this is why they got to get a smart meter on your house. Dirty electricity has been evaluated to not be healthy for human beings. So do your homework on that. And did you ever think about living in a world that with each passing decade, it becomes more toxic or hostile to your health? That seems to be what we're experiencing. So I think we need to be more than ever more aware of what we have around us and what could be affecting our health. Not only what we're putting in our bodies, but, you know, the environment we live in. We are so affected by our environment. We have this beautiful earth, and we're just messing it up, you know, just messing it up. All right, we're going to move along from our age of engineers, and we're going to be talking about ranking your immune system for a little bit. Is it possible to determine, you know, the function or non-function of your own immune system? Could you tell? Can you maybe predict how efficient your immune system is working? Now, with some basic knowledge on what influences immunity, you can get an idea just how good or bad your immune system is functioning. So we're going to take a look and evaluate our immune system and see how we can make it stronger. So you're going to be your own immune system detective for a little bit. And if you were to collect some information, let's see, on your diet, your relationships, your past medical treatments, your exercise habits, you can pretty much gauge the level of your immune system and how it's functioning. One of the major things to not overlook in your evaluation is stress. And the amount of stress that you're under is a huge immune system suppressor. This outside stimulus that can really derail your immune system should be guarded against. Stress can increase the likelihood of inflammation, you getting diseases, because anti-inflammatory signals become blocked by stress in your body. So according to the American Psychological Association, stress messes you up in a skinny minute. It messes up your hormones, and it makes inflammation more easily reactive. So really, when your hormones are out of whack, it gives inflammation a passport through your body. So how does that work? Well, stress impairs the immune system's ability to respond to the hormones called glucocorticoids, and they think these hormones are responsible for identifying inflammation, infection, and reaction to trauma. So whether the stress is coming from your work, your relationships, your finances, or politics, I don't know, whatever it is, you got to lower that stress level, and that is going to impact your immune system. Okay, now modern science has also lumped the enemy of our immune system into four categories. They call them viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. I want to list another category, and it's sugar, but we'll get to that in a little bit. So these are the enemies that science says on a microscopic level are going to hurt our immunity. However, your immune system has many enemies like depression, anxiety, all types of psychological problems. And another enemy is sedentary lifestyle and being exposed to a lot of radiation. So we can't forget sugar. That can remove some immune system function. And also, you want to watch for any kind of surgeries that may have removed some immune system glands, like your appendix or your tonsils. I was talking to someone today about tonsils, and I said, that's the only gland that makes an antibody for polio. And if you will recall, back, was it the 40s? I think it was the 40s, where they had this big, you know, let's rip the tonsils out kind of, you know, party. And then people, we had a polio epidemic on the kids. So you got to watch. God doesn't make junk. The tonsils, they're there for a reason. Your appendix is an immune system gland for the bowel, okay? And appendicitis is nothing more than constipation. So you do, if it were me, I would do a high enema, massage the appendix area, dislodge the blockage, and voila, no appendicitis. All right, so where am I? I lost my spot. Who I am. So we ought to also be aware of other detrimental effects to the immune system, like vaccinations. Very bad. Science is saying 59% of Americans are immune to the bird flu, H1N1. Well, how would they know? Yeah, how do they know that? Well, it is an assumption that they've made based on their faulty theory that vaccinations protect you from specific diseases when you're injected with the disease. Okay, that's not how that works, because that's an artificial infection. That's not how normally the body processes disease. I mean, when you get injected intramuscularly or you breathe it in pulmonary, well, pulmonary, you got a better shot at it, but interjection, IM injection, it's right in the bloodstream, and it confuses the immune system. It thinks the pathogen's supposed to be there because it had no advance warning about it. That's Virology 101. You can just inquire at your local virologist clinic. They'll tell you. All right, so vaccinations. My advice is do your homework. I don't like them. The bird flu is actually now included in your annual flu vaccine, right? And how could an immune system protect you when it is assaulted by the vaccine containing aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, and other adjuvant chemicals plus live viruses? Okay, so like we got this peanut allergy, and we've been hearing the news about the EpiPen problem, right? Being expensive. More and more kids are allergic to peanuts. They smell peanuts and they go into shock. Well, it's because in a lot of these childhood vaccines, like the pneumococcal and the rotavirus vaccines they give to kids, you know, so they don't get diarrhea, they got peanut oil as an adjuvant in there, but it's not listed as an ingredient. So you make the immune system hypersensitive to peanuts, voila, automatic anaphylactic shock, and EpiPen for life. There you go. So the truth is, by the time the disease is in your bloodstream, directly delivered there by a syringe, the immune system's checks and balances have been usurped, overrided, and it doesn't make an antibody for that disease. And the pathogens lay dormant in your system waiting for that opportune moment to invade your cells and affect you at your weakest genetic link, right? Okay. I've talked about this before. I have numerous times, ad nauseum, but some people haven't heard it. I just haven't heard that. All right, so we're going to be getting into the winter season here, And one thing that will kill your immune system in a skinny minute is sugar. Okay, so we're going to have Halloween here in a few days. That jump starts the flu season because everybody's consuming sugar. And then we get to Thanksgiving. Lots of sugar. And then we get to Christmas. Oh, yeah, sugar. And then we get to New Year's. Lots of adult beverages, which convert to sugar. And then we have Valentine's Day. Sugar. So we have sugar. And so our flu season is from the end of October through March, basically. So it's sugar. Watch the sugar. Don't be a sugarholic. And one candy bar turns off your immune system for 8 hours, and you will be. If you get sneezed on at the store and while you're waiting in line, don't pick up the candy bar. So the winter season, more sugar is consumed because of the holidays. More sugar is consumed during the holiday season than all year long. So sugar paralyzes your immune system for hours, and it increases the risk of inflammatory responses. And you may not realize how much sugar you are consuming at just one holiday get-together. Okay, so the refreshments are going to be soda or alcohol or both, you know, if you're having a mixed drink, okay? One-third a cup of sugar in your average soda contains 20 teaspoons of sugar. Can you imagine having a cup of coffee and putting 20 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee? That's a visual for you, isn't it? Well, that suppresses your immune system within just 30 minutes by 40 to 75% for about 8 hours. Okay, that one drink. Now, studies have shown that 75 to 100 milligrams, or I should say grams of sugar, that'd be 2.5 to 3.5 ounces, is enough to suppress the immune system. Just a few ounces. So in addition to the sweet beverage you're now consuming, you're snacking on carbohydrates, which convert to sugar. You'll have an entree at your dinner, which may have a dinner roll. Ah, carbohydrates convert to sugar. Maybe a dessert, and, you know, more cocktails, maybe a piece of pie, and maybe some coffee with sugar in it. So before you know it, you've consumed more sugar at that one gathering than you would normally consume in a month. Poor immune system doesn't know what to do with you. I know, we've all done it. I'm not saying I'm an angel, but I've learned to observe. And I've learned to see how my body feels about certain things that I've been eating or drinking or exposing it to. So, like, I can't have any dairy. Forget it. I avoid dairy like the plague because I know it gives me throat infections, sinus infections, ear infections. It gives me a lot of upper respiratory problems because it's very mucousy and it coats the system and it traps toxins in, and it's just not good. So I converted, 15 years ago, I guess, I got to the alternative milk products. And so I like the coconut milk. Before that, it was, you know, almond and rice milk and that kind of thing. So I found alternatives, and now I can't even take a scoop of ice cream or yogurt. I mean, I feel like I'm strangling on mucus. So you can get used to anything is the point. So you're probably wondering how sugar just totally wipes out a lot of the immune system function. Well, according to a 1973 study from Loma Linda University, the sugar has negative effects on your white blood cells, the leukocytes, and these are your killer T cells. These are also called macrophages, and these are part of your immune system defense cells. So their job is to search out and destroy infectious pathogens. So if the sugar is affecting these cells, well, then you don't have a defense, or you have a very weak one. So it appears that sugar can create this chain reaction of responses in the body in which the immune system may not be able to handle and respond to as well. And then inflammation can occur and run amok. All of a sudden you get a cold, or you get the flu, or you get gout, okay? Gout flare-ups are huge around the holidays. Huge. And it's not just the sugar. It's a lot of the chemical proteins, the acids. When you cook meat, you get a lot of uric acid. So those tend to settle in the soft tissue and the joints. And, you know, you can get gout, especially Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the big gout holiday, apparently, because of turkey. So my grandmother had gout. It was in her big toe. And God bless her, you know, great woman. We'd all get in the car and go to the relative's house in Long Island, New York. And we have a great time over there. And she'd have her highball, and she'd eat her turkey, and then her toe would just blow up, right? So us grandkids, being kids, we get a magic marker and draw a smiley face on her toe. Make her feel better. It was huge. All right. So if you feel that your diet is, you know, not too healthy, you eat too much sugar, you don't get enough regular exercise, you've picked up maybe 10 pounds, and you're taking that over-the-counter vitamin crap and maybe some prescription drugs, and sometimes you do get a flu shot, well, your immune system gonna need some help. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be running as efficient as it needs to. The University of Maryland's Medical Center did some investigating on an herb that helps immunity, and they investigated American ginseng, and they tested it on lab animals, and they determined it boosts immune function, and they think it's due to its powerful antioxidants, its genocides, and its polysaccharides. They also admitted that the American ginseng helps lower blood sugar levels in people, especially with diabetes. And they found it also inhibits the growth of cancer tumors and was effective against cold and flu viruses. They suggested that the American ginseng also offers cognitive enhancement and a feeling of well-being. So, great herb for the healing process. It's one of the herbs we have in the Three Amigos pack, which is a nip it in the bud thing. Oh, you definitely want one of them for the flu season. First signs of stuffiness, feeling ugh, you take those three formulas and you'll be right as rain within a few hours. Amazing stuff. Amazing. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Get your Three Amigos pack. They have it in adult and children's formulas. And they have it in several sizes. And we have new sizes coming out on the new website tomorrow, the new web store. So right now you have 1, 2, and 4, but on the new site you will have 8-ounce refill bottles at a discount. So you'll be saving lots of money, especially if you have a big family, and you can get the refill bottles. Also, a special item this year is our herb caddy. So you can, you know, fill up your and organize your herb bottles if you have them all over the place. And that way you can organize stuff, especially, you know, I've noticed now if you got the flu, you may be upstairs for a little while, then you go downstairs. You can tote your little herbs with you and have them all organized, and it's very handy. So it's really cute. It's called the Herb Caddy, and you'll find that on the website tomorrow morning when it debuts at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So I hope you check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call and get a catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. New catalog's coming soon. We haven't gotten back from the printer yet, so that is on the way. Solid. That's awesome, too, this year. New catalog, new stuff. Great things on the horizon, and you have the power over all of it. Oh, that's right. Boost that immune system. I'm out of time, team. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Oh.